Welcome to the Functional Medicine Radio Show with your host, Dr. Carrie Drisga, known internationally as the Functional Medicine Doc. Dr. Carrie is committed to helping patients find the root cause of their health problems and fixing the cause with natural treatments so they can feel normal again. Dr. Carrie is the founder of Functional Medicine Ontario and is the author of the hit book, Reclaim Your Energy and Feel Normal Again. Please welcome your host, Dr. Carrie Drisga.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Functional Medicine Radio Show, the only internet radio show dedicated to giving you real solutions to improve your health. Not only are they real solutions, but they're natural solutions as well, because as you know, the one and only true wealth you have is your health. I'm your host, Dr. Carrie Drisga, the Functional Medicine Doc, and I'm committed to helping you find the root cause of your health problem, fix the cause with natural treatments so you can feel normal again and live your life to the fullest. Just a quick bit of housekeeping before I introduce our special guest. I'm happy to announce that I'm working on my next book. The title is Reclaim Your Digestive Health and Feel Normal Again, Fixing the Root Cause of Your GI Distress with Natural Treatments. Now, this book should be ready later this year, so keep an eye out for it. Okay, that's it for our housekeeping, so let's get started. I'm so very excited about our show today because my special guest is Dr. Steven Sinatra. Let me tell you a little bit about him if you've never heard of him before. Dr. Sinatra is known as America's number one integrative cardiologist. He's also certified as a bioenergetic psychotherapist and nutrition and anti-aging specialist. Dr. Sinatra integrates psychological, nutraceutical, and electroceutical therapies in the matrix of healing. His latest book, which was co-authored with Tommy Rosa, is called Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth. Dr. Sinatra, thank you so much for being my special guest today on this episode of the Functional Medicine Radio Show.
Oh, thank you, Carrie. It's great to be here.
Now, as you know, going through all of your training, that 99.9999% of medicine that's taught is all science-based medicine, and we've gotten away from spiritual medicine or energy medicine. So, you know, that stuff just is not talked about in everyday practice, but it's such a vital part for healing and healthcare in general. So I really am so excited about our interview today. So let's first talk about how you met your co-author, Tommy Rosa, because that in and of itself is a very interesting story.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. I was actually lecturing in Florida on earthing about 5.5 years ago. And I had just had a hip replacement 4 months prior to that. And about 3 weeks prior to the lecture, I had skin cancer and I had a biopsy in my face. And I forgot to tell the plastic surgeon that I had a steel hip, a total hip replacement. And when I flew down to Florida, I was having a new pain in my right hip. And I said to myself, gee, I hope it's not an infection. And I was sort of limping in front of the crowd. And after my lecture, I went downstairs to the exhibitor hall. And I asked somebody if anybody had any serrapeptase, which is sort of an enzyme that breaks down protein coats of microbes, because I was thinking infection. And Tommy's wife said, I have some, which was amazing. And then Tommy walked over to me and he said, I really enjoyed your lecture. And then he goes, by the way, you had a hip replacement and you have an infection in your hip. And I said, how could you possibly know that? And without blinking an eye, he came back and he said, in his exact words, spirit told me. I said, spirit told you? And he goes, yes. I said, okay, you and I have to talk. So that was sort of the introduction to Tommy. And ever since that time, we've sort of become best friends. I mean, I speak to him almost every day, every other day on telephone. We have gone on vacations together. And over the last 5.5 years, I've been truly blessed that this man was placed in my path.
So tell us a little bit about your book and about the 8 revelations that you've discovered.
Yeah, actually, when I got to know Tommy, he told me about his situation where he was run over by a car in the Bronx, New York, which is almost where I grew up, by the way. And he was run over by a car, was killed, and then came back to life. And then he was resurrected, so to speak, in the ICU, CCU. He spent 3 weeks on a ventilator. But during that time, he had crossed over and went through a tunnel of light and met ascended masters in heaven and was inculcated into his brain revelations of healing. Now, you have to realize, as an invasive cardiologist myself, where I used to work in the emergency rooms and intensive care units, CCUs, delivery rooms, operating room, I would be putting in emergency pacemakers in patients, cardiac arrests. And I have seen several, I would say almost two dozen cases of people who died and who we brought back to life. And they told me about their story of going through a tunnel of light. I had patients even on a ceiling. In other words, they left their body. They had out-of-body experiences who were rooting for me when they saw me, you know, pumping their chest, sticking needles in their chest, you know, trying to get their hearts going again. I had one gentleman, for example, who was in such bliss and happiness. And when I brought him back to life, he was so angry with me when I saw him in the office 2 weeks later after he left the hospital. He was so angry. He was still angry because I had brought him out of an environment that was so full of love and light and beauty that he didn't want to be back here on Earth. So having all these preps, so to speak, and then meeting Tommy, I was ready for something that was absolutely incredibly amazing because the people that I resuscitated and the people that I worked with, and by the way, I had two stories that were unpleasant near-death experiences. I didn't write about them in the book because I wanted to keep them, you know, positive. But when you research the literature on this, and I've attended so many conferences, Ray Moody's work, Eben Alexander's work, and, you know, other authors, about 98% of NDEs are very, very favorable and loving and just indescribable in words. So I want to put that out that 98% of us, or almost all of us, are going to a better place. That's one of the things I actually learned from Tommy.
So what could you say, what have we learned about these near-death experiences, and what have they taught us about how to live more healthy while we're here on Earth?
Yeah, well, that was a special situation that Tommy received. In other words, when Tommy got to heaven and he was told he was there to learn about life, love, and health, he got inculcated into his brain sort of eight revelations of healing. And the most incredible thing for me, Carrie, was that what Tommy learned in heaven was sort of some of the same stuff I was preaching on Earth, but I got pushback from my colleagues for years. I remember when I was 42 years old, and I mean, now I'm 69, I wrote the book Heartbreak and Heart Disease, where I talked about how emotional toxicity was so, you know, hazardous to your heart, and how positive thinking was very, very important, was very healing. And, you know, a lot of my colleagues, you know, snuffed the idea because, you know, they believed in the cholesterol theory of heart disease. They believed in physical risk factors. They didn't believe in emotionality. And then, you know, that was one of the revelations about, you know, how negative thinking and how emotional toxicity can actually be harmful to the body. Then I wrote The Great Cholesterol Myth because I felt that sugar and inflammation was so much more injurious to your health as opposed to cholesterol, which the body really needs. And again, Tommy learned in heaven that sugar was the enemy of the body, and which causes relentless inflammation. Then years ago, when I discovered coenzyme Q10, I was in my early 30s, and I was using it in heart failure. Even as chief of cardiology, when I was lecturing on the benefits of CoQ10, and I was citing the medical literature on its benefits, cardiologists were walking out of the room. They couldn't believe that a simple nutrient could have such a profound impact on the heart. And then one of the revelations that Tommy learned in heaven was vital force. And actually, he learned the mitochondrial story of aging, so to speak. I was amazed that he actually filled me up with information that sort of validated a lot of the things I was teaching on Earth. So the eight revelations, there's a divine perspective from Tommy, and there's a scientific perspective from me. because of you know, being a doctor, and you mentioned it in your introduction where, you know, doctors need to think scientifically. But I'll tell you this, Carrie. I mean, one of the things that I've learned over the years, and again, Tommy being placed in my path, has absolutely taught me that my entire life now has been divinely guided. I have no consideration that things happen by chance anymore. I really believe that we think things happen by chance. We meet people, we have events in our life, we have situations, but I believe that those dots are divinely connected. And the other thing that I strongly believe in, and that, again, this validation of vibrational frequencies were discussed in heaven, is that, you know, as scientists or as doctors or physicians, you know, we believe in things we see. You know, we, like, in other words, we see microbes under a microscope. We use antibiotics. We treat abnormal lab data. You know, we try to bring some science to the table. But I can tell you this, whatever is unseen, things we can't smell, taste, see, or feel, these vibrations are more powerful than what we can see. And again, this brings in the vibration of spirituality into the mix, where the unseen forces are so much more powerful. And especially if you look at earthing as an unseen force, where, you know, you put your bare feet on the ground and you take in the Schumann energy of the earth, where you literally get positive healing vibrations from Mother Earth. And on the other side of the fence, you know, you can use a cellular phone, cordless phone, cell phone towers, Wi-Fi, etc., can have non-harmonious, chaotic vibrations that can hurt the DNA and the tissues of the body. So we have to be in touch with not only what we can see, taste, and feel, but about the unseen forces, which I believe are more powerful, and yet they can be more supportive and yet destructive at the same time.
Oh, awesome. I'm so enthralled with everything that you're saying. Okay, so let's jump forward and talk a little bit about the eight revelations.
Sure. I mean, one of the first revelations that Tommy learned in heaven was a revelation of connection, meaning that all human beings on earth are connected to one another. You know, it reminds me of the motion picture I saw years ago, Babel, which was a phenomenal movie. I don't know if you've seen it, where, you know, people from New York City and India, an action by one would affect the action of the other. And it was an amazing story. And I saw it a few times. Brad Pitt was one of the major actors in it. But it was a spiritual movie, and it had an impact on me. And even in the book, I talk about one of the situations where I was a young doctor, and I was only 25 years old. I was an intern at Albany Medical Center, which is which was a cancer facility still today and back then. And I remember being called to see an aging man. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. I was in the days of internship when there were every other night calls and every third night. We used to call ourselves, you know, the days of the Iron Men, because we never slept. We were up, you know. Medicine is much more humane now, Carrie. It's a lot easier. But I have to tell you, the training of a doctor back then was horrific. And I remember seeing this man. He had just had his larynx, his entire voice box, taken out for he was a smoker, and he had laryngeal carcinoma, which is a devastating form of cancer. And the nurses called me because his IV infiltrated, and I had to restart his IV. And this is amazing. This man couldn't talk. So he's waving me off. He didn't want it. He didn't want the IV. And I'm exhausted. And I'm saying, oh my gosh, I got to get this IV in. And I'm saying to myself, he won't let me. And it's, we're at a standstill. So I just like sat next to him on the bed, and I sort of, you know, tried to give him some comfort, because he was agitated. There was no doubt about it. He was probably dying, and he couldn't communicate it because he couldn't talk. And I took his hand, and I slapped the back of the palm, you know, the back of the fist, you know, trying to light up a vein. And all of a sudden, I see the words love tattooed on his knuckles, his four fingers, L-O-V-E. And they were big letters. They weren't like little ones. They were, it was an entire length of the knuckle. And I'm looking at this, and I'm saying, oh my God, you know, this is a message. And I didn't put the IV in Carrie. I just sat with him because that's what he needed. He needed human contact. He needed just to sit with a human being. And I sat with him. And but we didn't talk. He put his head on my shoulder and he fell asleep. And I put my arm around him and I just rocked him. And I got, for the first time in my career as a doctor, because I spent 4 years in medical school and you know, a few months in internship prior to that, I realized that being was more important than doing. And I just realized that just being in the space of a person that needed support and somebody that could recognize suffering and just give what that person needed, not what I needed to do, but really look at what he needed, it was really a click in my advancement. It was a click of wisdom in becoming a physician and you know, later on a healer. So, you know, that's the message of connection. In other words, that gentleman I know was placed in my path, maybe by the angels, to really, you know, get me into an area of healing that I was never taught in medical school. So, you know, that's sort of the introduction to connection, which is a revelation. And again, that's what Tommy learned in heaven. So, you know, you and I right now are connected. Our listeners are connected, perhaps in a message that maybe, you know, somebody will get something that they never heard before. You know, somebody may, you know, have an aha after our interview and, you know, maybe experience an element of joy. I mean, who knows? But basically, the revelation of connection, and I realize it, that it's something that involves not only individuals, but really the whole planet as well.
And you said something you said a lot there, but something like really stuck with me. Being is more important than doing.
Yes, yes. And you know, as a psychotherapist, now I didn't become a psychotherapist until I did 5 years of training in internal medicine and cardiology. And then I went into a Gestalt therapy training program. I trained with some Fritz Perls disciples. That was in the early 80s. And, you know, I studied Ram Dass's work, you know, be here now and all that stuff. And, you know, living in the here now, that's what Gestalt psychotherapy is all about. So, you know, I got into the aspects of feeling. And then I switched over to bioenergetic psychotherapy. I studied with Alexander Lowen and John Perakis. And I became a certified bioenergetic psychotherapist. And that's one of the reasons why I wrote the book Heartbreak and Heart Disease, because I realized how emotionality and toxic emotions, however, healing emotions like love, for example, I mean, love is the most healing emotion that I've ever experienced in my entire life. And, you know, it's one of the reasons why pets bring so much to the table. I mean, people don't realize this, but the loving energy of the unconditional love that a dog can give you is absolutely phenomenal. And when you look into the eyes of a pet, cat, dog, especially a dog who loves you unconditionally with that loving energy coming out of the eyes and just coming out of the body. And if we accept that, that is really healing to the human body. And research backs that up. I mean, you know, there's research to show that if you come home to a loving pet and you've had a heart attack with my specialty, your odds are 400% higher than coming home to an empty home or a loneliness or a judgmental spouse, for that matter. So basically, the unconditional love that pets give us are just amazing. And, you know, even as a heart specialist, when I saw people who were in love or fell in love, a lot of the symptoms would vanish. The vibration of love is very, very healing. And that's what Tommy experienced in heaven. The incredible vibration of being in total love and total unconditional acceptance is absolutely, again, it's indescribable, those feelings. And now I understand why that when I resuscitated that one individual I spoke about previously, how upset he was to be in that environment and to be suddenly brought back into his body. So the vibration of healing and emotionality is very, very important. That's why positive thoughts, Carrie, people don't understand this, but like you know, the new form of medicine is really Einstein's theory of relativity. I mean, you know, medicine, the way we practice it today, is really based on Newtonian physics, where we look at an abnormal lab data, we treat it, we give medicines to offset symptoms. But really, the newer form of medicine is really vibrational medicine. If you look at Einstein's theory of relativity, energy follows matter. Well, positive thoughts, for example, if you're thinking positively, then you can create positive energy as a result of those positive thoughts. The problem is that people are so tied into negativity, where they have this little voice talking to them all the time, giving them, you know, negative thoughts or, you know, this negative thinking. And the problem is you become that negative thought, and you create the matter that you're thinking about. And that can often be illness in situations. In other words, what I'm telling you is sometimes we create our own illnesses by negative thinking. And again, these are aspects that I learned on Earth as a psychotherapist, and Tommy learned in heaven, very, very quickly.
So just that one aspect, the negative thoughts or negative thinking, let's spend a couple minutes on that, because I know that's a little bit about being human, is just, you know, sometimes these thoughts come up, but I know a lot of patients, they're kind of struggling between trying to have hope about feeling better and getting well again, but then struggling with the negativity that's in their head. And can you give any advice on that?
Oh, yeah, that's an excellent point. I mean, look, let's face it. Whenever we're ill, we have a physical component to the illness, but there's always an emotional component as well. I mean, thinking about the last time you had the flu. You were miserable. You had a headache. You had a high fever. It lasted for 5 days. And, like, you were depressed. So, you know, every physical illness has an emotional component to it. And I understand that. And I get that. And I've treated thousands and thousands of patients with heart disease and heart failure. And these people are some of these people are miserable and suffering. And there's always an emotional component to the illness. However, if you become the illness and you become a victim from your illness and you don't fight back emotionally, then if you do become a victim of the illness, then it's a steady downward spiral. So the important thing here is, sure, you can have your emotions, you can have your negativity, you can have your depression, you can have whatever it is, but don't become that feeling. And that's what I would always tell people. Now, some people with devastating illnesses get it right away, Carrie. I'll tell you another situation. I was treating a woman with breast cancer. She wanted to be treated she didn't want to take pharmaceutical drugs. She didn't want chemotherapy. And she happened to be married to a board-certified oncologist, so it was kind of hard for her to go against the wishes of her husband. And she came into my office, and she said to me, I want to be treated by you. I want to be treated with diet and supplements and melatonin and coenzyme Q10 and this and that. And we were talking about her breast cancer, and she came out with this incredible statement. She says, well, maybe this was placed in my path so I could live my life more fully. You know, meaning that the illness was placed in her path so she can get on the road better traveled, so to speak. In other words, whatever road she was traveling, whatever path she was taking wasn't working, and she got it immediately that the breast cancer was a way of shaking her up where she could get back on track. And I use her as an example because she didn't become a victim. In other words, she used the illness as a way of gaining wisdom in her life. And this is where I've treated a lot of patients like this. I treated loads of patients who were CEOs and corporate executives who had heart attacks, who were staring at the ceiling, looking at the ceiling for a week in a CCU. And we'd talk, and basically, you know, they would come back and say, Doc, you know, I often thought that my job could kill me. And guess what? It almost killed me. And I've heard cliches before so many times from patients, Doc, I'll stay in this marriage until it kills me. And guess what? It kills them. In other words, the heart always tells the truth. And basically, again, this is situations where you can have negative aspects of, and especially suffering when you have an illness. But again, you can use the illness as a reframe, indicating that this is an opportunity in crisis, so to speak, and the illness can be an opportunity as a way of sorting out how to live your life. So these are sort of examples that I throw back to you. But again, we don't want to become a victim of the illness, because once that happens, then it's a steady downward course.
Yeah, and using your example there with that with the cancer patient that you were talking about, there's many cancer survivors who say that same thing, that they see the lightness and the dark of it, and that the blessing behind it is it allows them to really appreciate life.
Yes.
And live it fully.
No, absolutely. And any devastating illness can do that. I mean, you know, what I've been through in my life, I mean, I studied medicine for years. I studied psychotherapy for over a decade. Meeting Tommy has been such a spiritual advancement for me. I'm so blessed that God sent him to me. And basically what I believe now is whenever we become ill, we are out of balance, whether it's in our physical body, our emotional body, and as well as our spiritual and ethereal body as well. So illness is sort of placed in our path many times. It's almost as if the angels are shaking us up, because we can see and feel and touch a physical illness. But many times, and I've learned this from my patients as well, many times illness is placed in our path as a disguise in order for us to accelerate more into our emotional and spiritual lives, where a lot of us, you know, really don't touch those segments of the emotional and spiritual body.
Yeah, like going back to the thing that you said earlier, that being is more important than doing. We're so, you know, as a culture in North America, it's all about doing and achieving and working, and we forget about just being.
Yes.
Okay, so the eight revelations you talk about in your book, we had time to talk about connection, but we didn't have time to get into the other ones, which are faithfulness, vital force, grounding, body temple, positivity, self-love, and purpose.
Oh, so, and purpose, yeah.
So you talked about the importance of love and unconditional love, even something as simple as having a pet, and really feeling and appreciating that unconditional love of a pet, and about managing negativity in our lives, negative thoughts that go through our heads. What other things can you give us that listeners can start doing today?
Well, I mean, there's so many revelations in the book. I mean, even the revelation of grounding. I mean, I've done a lot of research on grounding as a cardiologist. I can tell you it absolutely balances the autonomic nervous system. You know, when you put your bare feet on the earth and you're taking in the energy of the earth, or sleeping grounded, you know, with grounded sheets or pads or whatever, and you're giving your body all these electrons, what you're really doing is you're dousing out the fires of inflammation. But in that process, the energy of the earth is so positive, you know, unless you're standing on an electric grid, for example, you know, at a power station, you know, I wouldn't do that. But, you know, 99% of the earth is totally safe where it has a positive energy. You will balance the autonomic nervous system. You said it before, Carrie. Basically, you know, we're all hepped up into doing and achieving and doing more and more things and less time and becoming successful. But when we do that, we pay a price for that. Our sympathetic nervous system gets charged, and we're out of balance. And one of the things that earthing does for you is it balances the sympathetic nervous system by enhancing the parasympathetic limb. So it puts us more into balance and homeostasis, and it helps heal the body. The other thing it does is it thins the blood. It creates what we call a beta zeta potential, or the force between red blood cells. So instead of the blood being like red ketchup for most of us, it becomes more like red wine. And whenever the blood becomes thinner, then we get more oxygen delivered to our tissues, and we feel better. So that's the revelation of grounding. And even though I did a lot of research on it, it was published in the major journals. Again, a lot of doctors would push back because, again, you can't feel those forces of the Earth's energy. Some people can, though. I mean, some people can feel it, especially very, very sick people who are depleted with energy can feel it. But most of the people can't really feel the vibrant force of the Schumann energy of the Earth. But yet it has a profound impact on healing. So that's one of the revelations that Tommy learned in heaven. In fact, his teacher told him that his exact words in the book was, I give my people ways to heal by touching the earth, but they don't do it. And I had great joy when Tommy, you know, told me these revelations, because, you know, having all my board certifications and being a conventional doctor, when I drifted off into some more of the esoteric natural ways of healing, coenzyme Q10 for vital force, for example, or increasing chi energy, or grounding by putting out the fires of inflammation, or, you know, this cholesterol myth that, you know, cardiologists believe in, I had a lot of pushback from my colleagues. So Tommy did two things for me in my life. It's just absolutely amazing. Not only did he validate my life's work, but I'll tell you another thing he did for me, Carrie. You know, as an invasive cardiologist, I did thousands of coronary angiograms, and I put in hundreds and hundreds of emergency pacemakers over my career. I've been at the bedside of many, many dying people. I saved a lot of people, but I lost a lot of people. And, you know, some of the deaths were really good. I mean, people would just, I didn't know it back then, but when angels came for these patients, they had smiles on their face. They had looks of awe and wonder. However, when, you know, people were fighting for a breath or an acute heart attack or, you know, a vehicular accident and where they're bleeding out, I've been in situations where, you know, there's a lot of fear and terror. So I had a fear of death myself. You know, you would remember the bad ones, but you wouldn't remember the good ones, so to speak. But after meeting Tommy, I can tell you this, Carrie, and I'll tell this to our listeners. We're all going to a better place. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. I mean, you know, we have this physical body. We have this we have this cylinder we live in. And we're all different. You know, we're men, we're women. You know, we're big, we're small, we're thin, we're fat. Whatever it is, who cares? Who cares? We live in this cylinder. But when that physical body dissipates, when it dies, when it goes away, our consciousness lives on forever. And that's the incredible thing that Tommy brings to humankind, mankind. I mean, he's like the canary in the coal mine. I mean, nobody has had a near-death experience like Tommy's. I mean, it's like, I mean, he spent an enormous amount of time in heaven. I mean, Tommy tells me that, you know, 20 years on earth is the equivalent to like one day in heaven. So like I was truly blessed, because I know Tommy, and I'm getting back to connection. I know Tommy was placed in my path for a reason. And I am truly blessed that God chose to place Tommy in my path, because it's totally changed my whole life. And that's why I hope that your readers will read Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth, because you know, even some movie stars like Suzanne Somers, for example, she told me the book changed her life. So many people have written us and called us and said the book has changed their lives. And I can tell you without a doubt, without a blink of an eye, I mean, Tommy has been the greatest thing in my lifetime, because meeting Tommy has totally changed my way of thinking. And I hope our listeners can get my drift that, you know, we are all going to a better place. We don't have to fear death anymore.
Dr. Sinatra, how can our listeners find out more about you, and where can they find your books, especially this one?
Oh, gosh. I mean, all the bookstores have it online, Amazon.com. I mean, all this stuff is there. If some of the people don't want to read the book, and if they're confused with our interview, so to speak, and they want more information, they can go to my website, heartmdinstitute.com. You know, we have a lot of information there where they can, read more about health and healing and grounding and, you know, the cholesterol theory of heart disease and you know, read about things like coenzyme Q10, which is in the book. But I really feel that the book has an enormous message. And I do hope that people will look at the book and decide for themselves this whole mysterious realm of spirituality, which really isn't mysterious to me anymore.
Dr. Sinatra, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here. I would love, if you have time in your schedule at some point, to have you back on specifically to talk about grounding and earthing.
Sure, I can do that. I
Oh,
mean, yeah. I mean, actually, I'm speaking to Germany in about an hour and a half on the whole subject of grounding. I mean, I mean, that too was an amazing book. And what's more amazing is that was a revelation that Tommy heard from the Ascended Master. So I have to tell you, I mean, when Tommy heard that one, that blew me away as well.
Awesome. I'm so looking forward to that. Okay, so Dr. Sinatra, thank you so much for being my special guest today. This has just been the most awesome interview.
Well, thank you, Carrie. We had a lot of fun.
All right, that wraps up this very special episode of the Functional Medicine Radio Show with Dr. Steven Sinatra. And I want to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in today. And I'd like to invite you back next week for another episode of the Functional Medicine Radio Show. As always, I'm your host, Dr. Carrie Drisga, the Functional Medicine Doc. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to the Functional Medicine Radio Show with your host, Dr. Carrie Drisga, known internationally as the Functional Medicine Doc. Dr. Carrie is committed to helping patients find the root cause of their health problems and fixing the cause with natural treatments so they can feel normal again. Dr. Carrie is the founder of Functional Medicine Ontario and is the author of the hit book, Reclaim Your Energy and Feel Normal Again. Please tell your friends about the Functional Medicine Radio Show, and we'll see you next week with more from Dr. Carrie.